Yes,
sir. And running back and forth down home all the time, taking care of that stuff, keep it going.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You?
I worked about 3 million. I had a big blacksmith shop there, too, and I run that.
You mentioned you did some carpentry work.
Oh, yeah.
What all kinds of things did you build? Would you put
well,
up, maybe?
You know, New River Church over yes. there, I built that, and I built a white church at Huntsville, mm-hmm. White Rock there.
Mm-hmm. Yes, in a way.
And I built a basin for the congregation. Is that the congregational church there? No, it's Presbyterian, isn't it?
Well, now, where is that now?
Up at Huntsville.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I built a basin foundation for that.
Yes.
Then I built that place called Rector's Gutter Sponsors Store, and I built part of that there. He had some more on to it since then. And I built schoolhouses way back mm-hmm. down through the country. Single teachers and double teacher schoolhouses right about.
That schoolhouse you went to, was that a single teacher or?
Well, back then when I was going, they had one teacher, but.
Yeah. Your mother and father, were they born in Scott yeah. County too? Were your mother and father born in Scott County too? Your
My
mother?
Father, yeah. He was born about a mile from Elgin down here, right over here. Mm-hmm.
What about your mother? Was she born here?
No, she was born in Virginia. Mm-hmm. She come here when she was 16 years old. Mm-hmm.
I guess your father's people been in this county a long time?
Yeah, they come in here way back years ago. Yeah, Todd and my uncle, my granddaddy's uncle, Billy Todd,
yes, sir.
Come back here way before the Civil War.
Oh.
He built that home over there when my daddy was born. Mm-hmm. And after the Civil War, my granddaddy, he got out about 18 years old and he got out of the war and he bought the place off of his Uncle Billy.
Hmm.
And he raised a big family of 17 children.
You know where they came from before they were in Scott County?
Yeah, they came from Scotland.
Hmm.
They're Scotch. They come from Scotland over and yes. come to Pennsylvania. And then this big bunch of them come in and settle in Pennsylvania and part of them moved down in here and part went in Kentucky.
Hmm.
Abraham Lincoln's wife or some of the folk.
Hmm. That's right, she was Todd. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, he married Mary Todd, Robert Todd's daughter.
Hmm. That's interesting.
Lexington, he owned a farm in Lexington and a lawyer there.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Yes. Your father, was he always a farmer?
Yeah, well, he was on a farm. Well, he was in politics a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, he didn't stay on the farm much at home. We'd done the farming. He was in politics all the time.
Well, was he in county offices and things
yeah,
like that?
Yeah, trustee up there for a while. And, constable and first one thing or another.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Did your mother, was she just a housewife?
Yeah,
everything?
She was just a housewife. Yeah.
You know, did your father go to school in this area too? Or?
Huh?
Did your father go to school in Scott County too?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wonder how far did he go?
I don't know what grade he got in. Back them days, they didn't get much more than any of them.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You said you were married at 30. Was your wife from Scott County?
Well, she was raised in Morgan County, but she lived in Scott County when we were married.
Yes, sir. How far is Morgan County?
About 3 miles from here. From Rugby Road over the Elgin.
Yes, sir. Down 27, yes, sir.
About 3 miles.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Well, was she always a housewife?
Yes, my wife.
Yes,
yes, she's always a housewife.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We raised two children.
Mm-hmm. They live in Scott County, too? Your children?
No, they live in Dayton, Ohio. Mm-hmm. I lost my son last year ago, this last July.
Yes.
Up there, he died.
Yes.